Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Lok Sabha holds special discussion on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts national song energized country's freedom struggle and continues to inspire nation towards realizing freedom fighters' dreams. Prime Minister says Nehru succumbed to pressures on the national song. Multidimensional poverty in the country declined from 29.17% to 11.28% in past decade, says government. Delhi Airport says on-ground teams actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimize flight disruptions and ensure seamless travel for passengers. Thailand strikes a long disputed border with Cambodia as both accuse each other of starting fresh escalation. And in men's hockey, India to take on hosts South Africa in second fixture of three-match series at Cape Town tonight. The Lok Sabha today began a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom struggle. He said the national song continues to inspire people to fulfill the dreams envisioned by the freedom fighters. He said remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of the House and for the people of the nation. He said Vande Mataram is not just a mantra for political freedom, but it was a sacred war cry to rid Bharat Mata of shackles of colonialism. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram was written at a time of uprising against the British government for unleashing various forms of oppression. He said through the national song, Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay responded to this challenge with great strength and resolve.
हमारे जांबाज सपूत बिना किसी डर के फांसी के तख्त पर चढ़ते थे और आखिरी सांस तक वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम यही उनका भाव घोष रहता था। खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाक उल्ला खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण विश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था।
Mr. Modi added that the 150th anniversary of the song provides an opportunity to revive that historic chapter and its glory. He said the national song played a vital role in India's freedom struggle.
यही वंदे मातरम है जिसने 1947 में देश को आजादी दिलाई स्वतंत्रता संग्राम का भावात्मक नेतृत्व इस वंदे मातरम के जयघोष में था।
The Prime Minister highlighted that the politics of the Muslim League opposing Vande Mataram took place in 1937. Mr. Modi criticized the Congress for compromising on Vande Mataram. He alleged that the Congress bowed to the Muslim League on the national song. The Prime Minister said Muhammad Ali Jinnah raised slogans against it and the then Congress chief Jawaharlal Nehru started investigating Vande Mataram just 5 days after Jinnah's opposition. Prime Minister Modi recalled that when Vande Mataram marked its 100th anniversary, the country was shaken by the emergency.
Vande Mataram 150 वर्ष की यात्रा अनेक पड़ावों से गुजरी है लेकिन आदरणीय अध्यक्ष जी वंदे मातरम का जब 50 वर्ष हुए तब देश गुलामी में जीने के लिए मजबूर था और वंदे मातरम के 100 साल हुए तब देश आपातकाल की जंजीरों में जकड़ा हुआ था जब वंदे मातरम 100 साल का हुआ तब देशभक्ति के लिए जीने मरने वाले लोगों को जेल के सलाखों के पीछे बंद कर दिया गया था जिस वंदे मातरम के गीत ने देश को आजादी की ऊर्जा दी थी।
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. He alleged that Prime Minister Narendra Modi tried to give a political colour to the debate during his speech. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the House is taking up the discussion on Vande Mataram, the national song written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay. He said the national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression. On the special discussion on the national song in the Parliament, Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy, while talking to reporters outside Parliament, said Vande Mataram is a connecting song to all states of the country.
This discussion of Vande Mataram is a great song. It connected all our states, all our country was woken up, and it is just not a song, it is a connecting song to all states.
Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan said it is simply vital for the younger generation of the country to understand the significance of Vande Mataram and the spirit it communicates. Speaking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Paswan urged young people to listen to the debate. The government today said that multidimensional poverty in India is estimated to have declined from 29.17% in 2013-14 to 11.28% in 2022-23. Replying during the question hour in Lok Sabha, the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, said around 24.8 crore people have come out of poverty during this period. Quoting the World Bank report on international poverty line, the minister said India's extreme poverty rate decreased to 5.25% in 2022-23 from 27.12% in 2011-12. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today alleged that the West Bengal government has not submitted any proposal for the promotion of religious tourism in the state. Replying to the supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, the minister said the central government had given 68 crore rupees under the Coastal Circuit Initiative and 31 crore rupees for the development of Belur Mart under the Prasad scheme.
When the Prasad scheme was envisioned, a provision was included that most of the projects, whether managed by temple committees, which usually take care of temple maintenance, or by the local administration, and for its maintenance, 5% of the funds were reserved specifically for proper operation and upkeep.
Proper operation and maintenance chal raha hai, us tak ke liye rok karke rakha jata hai.
Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian has informed the Rajya Sabha that the government is implementing several schemes for the welfare of the minority communities, including the Sikh community. In reply to supplementaries, the minister said Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram is being implemented by the Ministry of Minority Affairs with a focused intervention in areas of education, health, skill and women's empowerment in minority-concerned pockets. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal today said that over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government's policies have begun to visibly translate the fundamental spirit of social justice into reality on the ground. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that the Mudra Yojana has strengthened the economic capacity of citizens.
Narendra Modi ji ki 11 saal ki neetiyon ke karan.
Because of Narendra Modi ji's 11 year of policies, social justice is visible on the ground. Someone's kachcha house has become a pakka house. Some families who had no electricity now have power supply. Those who needed loans received them through the Mudra Yojana. Those who did not have toilets at home now have proper toilets. This shows social justice reaching the grassroots level, and as a result, 25 crore people have come out of poverty.
Ki aaj 25 crore log garibi rekha se bahar aa gaye.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the government under the Market Intervention Scheme has introduced a provision to ensure that farmers receive a fair price for their produce. Addressing the Agri-Business Summit 2025 in New Delhi, the minister said for horticultural crops, if the rate falls below a certain limit, the government will deposit the difference between the model rate and the sale price directly into the farmer's account. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority for the government. In reply to supplementaries regarding the implementation of the flight duty time limitations, FDTL guidelines, Mr. Naidu informed the Rajya Sabha that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights, due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said the government is not taking this situation easily and very strict action will be taken in the matter. The Delhi airport has informed that airport operations are running smoothly, although a few flights may be rescheduled or cancelled due to operational reasons. In a passenger advisory issued today, Delhi airport said its on-ground teams are actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimize disruptions and ensure a seamless travel experience for passengers. The Election Commission is steadily expanding its digital services to make the process of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll faster, simpler and more accessible for all voters. As a result, several citizens are now completing and submitting their SIR verification forms online from their homes. In Puducherry, college student Bhavtarini shared her experience of using the online facility for the first time, describing it as convenient and user-friendly.
This is my first time voting. When the authorities informed me that my name could be added online, I used the ECI Net website. The process was very simple. I entered my name and mobile number, received an OTP, and then filled out the SIR form and validated it with my Aadhaar. The whole process took barely 5 minutes. I have recommended the ECI Net website to everyone.
Within 5 minutes, le vandu complete pandra mari irundhuchu.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met European Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Maros Shevchovich in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the European Commissioner and his team will have productive discussions in India. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States, Alison Hooker, arrived in New Delhi today. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy informed that the visit focuses on advancing the U.S.-India strategic partnership, deepening economic and commercial ties, including increasing American exports. Tension has risen along the Thailand-Cambodia border as the Royal Thai Army carried out airstrikes along its disputed border with Cambodia, with both countries accusing each other of starting the fresh escalation. The Royal Thai Army accused Cambodian forces of opening fire in the Ubon Ratchathani province this morning, which resulted in the death of a soldier while 8 other military personnel were wounded, which prompted the airstrikes. However, in a statement, Cambodia's Ministry of Defense claimed the attack was launched by Thailand and the country did not retaliate, urging an immediate halt to hostilities. Both countries have accused each other of breaching a ceasefire agreement that was brokered by Malaysia and US President Donald Trump. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Odisha till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index AQI of the region was recorded at 321 as of 1 p.m. today. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we will bring a discussion on understanding tools and techniques to identify fake news with new media consultant Charlie Ittaman. During the program, listeners can ask questions by dialing the telephone number 011-2331-0481 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. In men's hockey, India will take on host South Africa in the second fixture of three-match series tour at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town tonight. The match will be played at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, India defeated South Africa 5-2 in the first match. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha holds special discussion on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts national song energized country's freedom struggle and continues to inspire the nation towards realizing freedom fighters' dreams. Prime Minister says Nehru succumbed to pressures on the national song. Multidimensional poverty in the country declined from 29.17% to 11.28% in the past decade, says the government. Delhi Airport says on-ground teams actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimize flight disruptions and ensure seamless travel for passengers. Thailand strikes along disputed border with Cambodia as both accuse each other of starting fresh escalation. And in men's hockey, India today can host South Africa in second fixture of three-match series at Cape Town tonight. With that, we end the midday news.